When the parents threw it on the son, they did not know what they're doing. It's not called hasmona. They were just bitter. They felt so bitter that they lost the son, they stopped throwing clothing on him. But not that they really meant it should be hasmona, it should be for tachrichim. Therefore, whoever comes along and saves it has the right to save it. For the Gemara Hilchi is so hungry to tell, that's what we learned on this. Omer Shem Gamliel, the Ned of Amamuram was it said, Shlanoga Benito. Only if when the parents threw the clothing on the son, it did not touch the coffin itself. Avonoga Benito. But if the clothing touched the meat, it touched the coffin, then Asurim, then the Begorim do become Asur. The Kashra is why. If you're telling me here now it's a Svara Mishum Rayu, that the parents are bitter, that's why they're doing it, but they do not really mean it should be Tachrichim, so why does it become Asur Bano then? Even if it touches the coffin, still it should not be Asur Bano. Gemara says true. Here it's Exeret Galocha. I'll tell you, Tirgama Ula. Ula answers here, B'mita HaNikberes Imoi. We're talking about the coffin, that they bury him in this coffin. That's where the body is now. If so, if they throw the clothing in the coffin itself, there is a gzeira to michlefei betachrichi ames. If people will see that you're allowed to take the clothing away from him, people will think you're allowed to take tachrichim off a mace. And that you can't do. Once you put the clothing on the mace that he's going to wear, it becomes asabano. So if people will see you taking away clothing from the coffin itself, then people think you're allowed to take away tachrichim. So therefore, even though here really, it's not tachrichim, it's just the top clothing the parents threw. Really, mikiradin, you could take it away, because there's no hasmona milsa here. Still, there's exeru though, if it goes into the coffin itself, there there's exeru, looks like you can take it away tachrichim. But before it goes on the coffin, before they have him in the coffin, they have him on the stretcher, there will be mutter. There, if the parents throw clothing on him, and then has to come and take it away. Because there, hasmona is lav milsa, because it's only mishum mirurayu. Right, the trashima, coming here. It says, kiss. If you have the tefillin zekel, you beg, you put the tefillin in. Also, you're not going to put money inside it. So, if you only put tefillin in there one time, but you didn't designate it to leave it there, then it doesn't become kedusha. It's not called a shemish kedusha, and you could put money in. The Rashi just says if you make it for tefillin, if your purpose is to designate it to be used for tefillin, it becomes also to put money inside it. So it's a riot to Abaya. Mara says, no. Aim, learn the ratio, sol vanich by tefillin. Like Rava, two things. You have to designate it for tefillin, and then you actually put your tefillin inside it. Then the locher is also nech by mois. And that's the locher. That when your tefillin zekel, you can't put anything else inside it. Not even a siddur. Unless metchilu, when you first put your tefillin in, you made a condition at Sinai that you want to put a siddur there. But otherwise, the tefillin zekel itself is tashmishi kedusha. You can't even put a siddur there. Kiddurav chizda, we had before from chizda. You need two things. You have to designate it for the tefillin, and you actually put your tefillin inside it, then the zekel becomes a tashmishi kedusha that you cannot put a davar shel chol in it. Vashenkin, in the talis zekel, that's okay. Because a talis is not called tashmishi kedusha. A talis is only a mitzvah. And tashmishi mitzvah, not asa banon. So therefore, the bed you put your talis in, there you're allowed to put money in, you can put other things inside it also. The talis zekel, it does not become mosa. That's only tashmisha mitzvah. It's only the tefillin zekel that you can't put anything else into. Tashma, come in here. Oma l'umen, asa li tikshal sefer. You tell the worker, make me a mantle for the sefer, make me a cover for the sefer Torah. Or natik shal tefillin, make me a cover for my tefillin. Like this. Actually, nishtamash ben, before you use it, kodesh, before you put the tefillin in, or before you say for Torah, mutl shtamash bem chol, you could put money inside it. Nishtamash bem kodesh, but once you use it with tefillin inside it, osl shtamash bem chol, then you can't put money inside it anymore. So here it's a clear proof to Rava, that just the fact they made it for the tefillin, it does not become asa. Clearly, hasmona lav milsi. It's only when you actually put the tefillin in the bag, then you, it becomes tashmishi kedushom, then you cannot put money or chol inside it anymore. That's the halacha. The Gemara still says tanoi, it's not like a tanoi. The tiny one like this. Tipon zov. Somebody covers up his tefillin with gold. Don't know why, guys, Mishigash. He wants to put gold around the tefillin. Or he should tell a lame or shobeim it to me. He wants to put an extra pigskin. He has a beautiful pigskin. He wants to put pigskin around his tefillin. Allah was too late. Allah was Moshim Sinai by putting gold around his tefillin. The tefillin becomes tula. Or else with behemoth to me. Behemoth Torah, let's say he puts a skin of a behemoth to me around the tefillin. Sheris is good. Even though this parchment, this skin, was not made the shame kedusha tefillin, still you could use it for tefillin. This is the raya that has mono lav milsi, because you will soon say, Reb Shimon Megalil, I mean, no, Af or behemoth Torah, even if you want to use skin from a good cow, psulos, you can't use them for tefillin ad sheyavdin lishmon, unless you work them over lishmon. So I was told you here is, if you hold hazmon in milsehi, then it passed to make ibdon lishmon, because hazmon means something. So therefore, when you first make the parchment, the skin, for the tefillin, you have to make it lishmon. But the Tanakhama that says no, you do not need ibdon lishmon, because he holds like a rovam that has mona lav milsi, that has mona means nothing. So you're not making the tefillin yet, you're only making the skin. So even if it have kavona, it means nothing. It's only has mona lav milsa. Therefore you do not need it. That's the machlokes of has mona milsa. If has mona means something, then you have to make the or lishmon. But if has mona doesn't mean anything, it doesn't help to make lishmon, you're not doing anything anyway. So it's a machlokes annoying. What's the maskana? Omele revino l'rova. Miyika duchta. No, this is a new question now. Stam. Omele revino l'rova. Miyika duchta. Then in such case, to Rami bei mace, you have a person that died already. For you all go beggar le mace. Like, what's the case here? Machlegas abayev rova. Machlegas abayev rova is if you have somebody that died already, and now somebody's now going to weave a beggar for him. So it takes a day. It takes time till you make the beggar. Now the shalu is, after you made the beggar for this mace, is the beggar also, can you change your money and use it for some other purpose? You ask the question, it never comes up to such a case like that. A chavik of isha has to have tachrichim ready. When a guy dies, you don't go making clothing now after he's dead. You have the clothing prepared beforehand. Mashmah is Gemara that even alive people have tachrichim prepared already. You're supposed to prepare yourself tachrichim when you're alive. You don't wait till you die. It's not nice. Then to first make the tachrichim. It will take too long. So what's your shala by a brother that you first make the tachrichim after the person died? It's not shchiach. Omle said back in, yes, it could be, it could happen. Kagoin, shich vidah chafenoi. Poor people, b'kitza. The people in this place, Rashi says, the chafenoi means aniyim hoyu. Olayacha misa goivin lehem. When they were alive, they didn't have money to make tachrichim. They couldn't buy tachrichim when they were alive. So after they died, then they first had a girl go around collecting money for them, and then they first told the weaver to make the beggars for him. So that would be the case. Now the weaver is making the beggars for that mace. So according to Abaya, has money milsa, as soon as he finishes the beged, you cannot change your money, use it for something else. Rav holds no, even though they finish making the beged, so what? Before they put it on the mace, you could change your money, use it for something else. Now what's the maskona? Dorosh Mreim, hilkasa kabosa de Abaya. Mreim holds the pasuk that Abaya has money is something. For Abaya and Amri, no hilkasa kabosa de Rav. For hilkasa kabosa de Rav, that's the maskona. The pasuk like Rav has money lav milsi. Just the fact you set aside something to be used for the mace, means nothing. Before you use it, you can change your mind. Tana Rabban, not like this in the Braisa. Haruge Malchus, if the king kills you, let's say a person's a murid b'malchus, he's a murid b'malchus, and the king kills him. Haruge Malchus, nechsem lemelech. After the king kills him, who keeps the nechosim? The king keeps it, not the yorshim. Haruge Bezna, if Bezna kills you, then the lacher is nechsem leyorshim. Then the yorshim yashin the nechosim. That's what Tana Kam holds. If you don't know, Af Haruge Malchus, even when the king kills you, because you murder Malchus, also Nechsem Liyoshim. He has the right to kill you, that's all. But you Nechosim, go over to Yoshim. Or Mulel Rabbi Yehuda, etc. Rabbi Yehuda, is that true? V'aloi Kvanem, it says in the Pasuk, Hinei Bekerim Novois Asher Yorid Shom L'Rishtoim. That Achav went down to the Kerim of Novois to take away his property. Why? Because Novois was a murder Malchus, he was killed. So Mashmah what? That the king, Achav, took away the property. So the Yoshim do not take it. Omelem, the Rebbe answer back, no. Then Achi Yovav Hoya. Tell you, Achi was a nephew. So he had a right to take it up to Yerusha. For royally Yoshim, he took it up to Yerush, not because Alta Malchus. For the Gemara, is that true? But Loi Harbe Bonim Hoya Loi. But Nevoyas had other children. He had real children. So if it's going to Yerusha, his own children should have taken it. Omelem, the answer back, no. Review those holds that Oison V'yez Bonim Horgu. When David had him killed out, Nevoyas was killed with his children also. What? No. Him and his children were both killed out. Shinam the Apostle says, Im loyas demei nevoyas, v'yas demei bonav risi. That I saw his demei bonav, his children were also killed. For Rabbanu, what Rabbanu do this Apostle? Hahu bonav just means haroi and lots of himenu. He only killed nevoyas. But his children that would have come out from him, that's considered like killed also. So therefore the Rabbanu hold no, that haruge malchus, the nechosim go to the melech, not to the yoshim. Now, Bishlem Laman the Yom and Nechsem the Melech, that if a Melech kills you, the Melech has the right to keep the property. Hayadah, so that's what the Pasuk says, Beirach Nevoyes Elohim Umelech. That Nevoyes like cursed out Hashem and the Melech. that if you say though that it's proper to go to the Yoshim, Lomli Melech, like why do you have to curse out the king for? What did the king do wrong here? For the moral of time according to your time also, like Kim Lom, how come you curse out Hashem? Elo Lafushe Rischa, he was very angry, that's why he did it. The reason why he said the Melech here was Stam, because he was angry. Rashi says the Taimich, the Melech Lechaiva Misas Malchus Nema, Elokim Lomali, Homechaiv Le Mishamalchus here. That was his time, he was angry. Rashi Mechaiv Malchus, the Din Olof, Shlo Yeron Lech Acher Achav, the name of Ishvila Horgum of Bli Pesha. Bishlem Laman Diyama Nichseim Le Melech, if you say what? That the property goes to the Melech, Bishlem Laman Diyama Nichseim Le Melech, if so, Hanan, the Siddach, the Pasuk says, Vayonis Yoyev Eloy El Hashem. When Shlomo HaMelech wanted to kill Yoyev, it says he ran, Yoyev ran, to the Eloh Hashem, to the Mishkan, to the base of Migdash. The Yechazik Pekanas HaMizbech, he held on to the corners of the Mizbech. Oksiv, it says, Vayoyim Eloh Eitzei Kipo Yomis, I won't go out because I want to die here. Because he was afraid to be king by the Melech, he didn't want to be killed by the Melech, because he didn't want the Melech to take his Nechosim. So it's good why he didn't want the king to kill, he didn't want the king to kill him. And he'd rather die by himself there. El Laman Diyom Nechseim LeYoshim, if you learn what, even if the king kills you, still your Yoshim goes to Yoshim. If so, Manafkul Minei, what's the difference whether the king is going to kill him or will die himself? Like, he's going to be a dead man anyway. So what was he worried about, like, to live a little bit longer? So Mer says, yes. L'chai Yishor, he wanted to live a little bit longer. He didn't want Shemuel El to kill him. Therefore, he hung on to the Mizbech, as if to say, you can't kill me now. But in both cases, it could be his Nechosim, his property, would have went to his own Yoshim. Then the Pasuk says, Vayoshiv ben Yoyo es HaMelech Dover Lamer. That ben Yoyo brought back words to Shlomoi what Yoyev said. That he said, Koy diba Yoyev, this is the way Yoyev spoke. To Koy Yoyev, this is the way I answered him. Omalei zil emalei. That Yoyev told ben Yoyo to tell the Melech, tell Shlomo Melech, that listen, Tati loy seved by Gav, you can't do two things to me. Ikotlessly, if you want to kill me now, Shlomo Melech, kibul letusid letai yovuch. Your father David gave me a curse. So, like, if you're going to kill me now, then the curse will go upon you, Shlomo Melech. V'loi, if you're not going to kill me, then shafke the lake of Latusa de Latai Yovach. Leave me alone, and then I'm going to kabul the curses that your father David gave me. So, Pasuk says that what did Shlomo Melech do? V'yomalei HaMelech, right away Shlomo Melech said, Asei kasher diber. Do the way he says, which means kill him. Pogabev kavrosa, I want you to have Yoyev killed. So they killed Yoyev. And if so, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, that called Klolois, she killed David as Yoyev, all the six clawless that David cursed, or soon see how many, that he cursed Yoyev, Niskayim of the Zara of David. They were Niskayim by the Zara, the children of David through Shlomo. Now it's here that Shlomo went to kill Yoyev, so that he was accepting upon himself all those curses. That's what happened. The curses came on his children. All right, turn over. Now, what were the curses? Zemur says, if David said, Al Yachris mi beis Yoyev Zav, there shall always be a Zav in your house, or Mitzerah should be a Mitzeras, or Masa the Plath, they can't walk, they have to hold on to a cane, for Neifel the Cherev, they'll be killed by swords, for Chos Alechem, they won't have bread. So all these curses came to the Zav Rosh David. Zav, who is the Zav? Merchovim. So the Pasuk says, Melech Rechovim, Misameis Lalas, Bemerkova, Lonis Yushlaim, he went on the Merkova. As the Pasuk Chumash says, "Hoksev v'chol ha'merkav v'ashirikav olam azav yitma." So much people was azav. Mitzayra, miziyo. The Hoksev says over there, over Cheskos when he was strong, Gavolibi he was haughty. Ad lahashchis he did destruction. Va'yim of Hashem alakov he did a mila. He did a virus. Va'yovol lahechal Hashem lahakter al mizbeach haktoris. Hoksev it says va'tzuras zorcha b'metzchay and tzuras came out on his forehead. So kitz he got mitzuras. Masik leplach, who couldn't walk, me'asa, the Sibbet says, rakli, as it goes, we came older, cholav al raglav, he was sick, his feet were sick, he couldn't walk, he had to use a cane. Rami Yav Yudah Marav, she'och soy putgora. Putgora, they say, means gout. He got the machla gout on his foot, he couldn't use his foot, it was hard for him to walk, he got gout. Omele mazutra bread of Nachman, Rav Nachman, hechi dummy, let me know, how does gout feel, what kind of machla is that? He says, Omelei, kemacha bebos v'chai, the mama shvila, you have a needle in your skin, in your meat. Kitz, it stings you. For the Umar Kashin of Nachman and no Yoda, how do you know of Nachman how it felt? And one of them he didn't have the sickness. How do you know how it felt? He boy said one terror says he boy saying, Ma mechesh avichayish, but yes, he once had gout. The boy said, or else he could tell you, even if he didn't have it, the rabbi had a garmulay. His rabbi taught him. I had his rabbi, not Akasha, but his rabbi taught him how it felt. The boy said, a third, if you want to say, there's a klal of Soyd Hashem Lirei of Abrisilodiyim. There's certain things Hashem himself tells Tadikim. Soyd Hashem Lirei, Hashem himself gives over Yisoydus to his Yireyev. There's not Akasha how they know how gout feels. Even though they never had gout themselves, but Kosh Baruch told them how it feels. Right, the cherub, where's the curse of cherub of a sword? Mi Yashio. The Siddur Pasuk says, Vayeru Hamor Lamelech Yashio, that they threw at him. And Vyamra of Yudam Arav, Shasor Kogufa Kakavra. The Imam stabbed him through and through until he made his body holy like a thief. The Chos Lechem, who didn't have bread? Mechinyahu. The Siddur Pasuk says, Vyaruchosoi Aruchos Tamit Nitnaloi, that all his meals hadn't been given to him. He didn't have money for his own meals. So kids, Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Hainu Diyam Mishnah, this is what people say. You should know,